I wonder what Father Christmas has lined up for your stocking this year. If your luck's in, one of his more sympathetic pixies will have parcelled up a bottle of 20-year-old malt to cram into the business end. But if those guys treat you anything like me, it's more likely to be a 2009 diary, a dodgy old tangerine, and a couple of dried-out walnuts. My family and I always spend Christmas Eve on board. After dinner, we peg up the sea-boot socks over the bogey stove. The wife awards me a nightcap that would stun a horse. The youngsters slide off ashore somewhere, and I'm laid to rest in my bunk up forward. I've never worked out who executes the miracle, but somehow the woolly footwear gets stuffed sometime between turning in and first light when I crawl out to the galley, humming a Christmas carol. As I riddle the fire and shove the kettle onto the heat, I check up on whether the tireless old saint has accepted the glass of Tio Pepe and the cold mince pie left out for him. It's always disappeared, except for a crumb or two. Last year, he went so far as to leave a note of thanks on the back of his napkin. I turned up the oil lamp on the saloon table. Rather equivocally, it read, "Tar for the goodies. Sorry present's rubbish, but it's been a rough year in Greenland. Elves on strike, reindeer turning up noses at shortage of snow, unwelcome visit around midsummer from tourists off big white ship. Love, Santa." P.S., it concluded, "Your shorelines are a disgrace." That struck me right where it hurts. I'd recently equipped with some flashy modern multiplat to replace the 4 3-strand monsters I'd bought a decade ago from the Fisherman's Co-op in Peterhead. They had one big advantage in addition to the popular price tag. At 40 feet long and well over an inch in diameter, their colossal dimensions kept them quiet in the fairleads. They never once robbed me of my rest by creaking all night, unlike those mingy little pieces of 12 mil you get handed in raft-ups. The new ones were oversized as well, but being polyester, I hadn't bothered to whip the ends. Instead, I'd settled for the chandler burning them off with his hot knife. They hadn't unravelled, so I couldn't complain, but Father Christmas was obviously a thoroughgoing sailor man. He'd spotted my shame, even in the dark. Red-faced, I shoved a hand into my warm, dry stocking for a rootle around as the kettle started to sing. Out came the usual parade of unlikely items. A slab of Kendall mint cake, very tasty. Pair of knitted gloves with no fingers he must have found in the Salvation Army in Upper Navik. Okay for Steptoe Senior, not much use in a gale offshore. The ritual Jaffa orange, and a bag of Big D nuts, sporting a notably stimulating image of a young lady. Finally, near the bottom, I discovered a sailmaker's palm and a tube of new needles. How could he have known what I needed? My sail needles have been looking sorry for themselves for years, and I've been searching for a palm ever since mine finally blew out the previous summer. This old faithful had been my companion all my sailing life, and it owed the world nothing, but when the iron finally fell out of it, I had to admit the thing had become dangerous. As I'd trudged off to dump it in the boatyard skip, I'd remembered with a heavy heart how it had punched through 6 layers of tabling to re-stitch the bolt rope onto my canvas mainsail halfway between Canada and Ireland, and the way it had herring-boned a darn across 4 panels that had given up the ghost in despair. Since that black day, I'd been haunting chandleries, boat jumbles and internet sites in search of a proper replacement, but all I found was Mickey Mouse junk. Santa and his little helpers must have had special insight to lay hands on this one, but as soon as I saw it in the dim light, I knew it was a winner. My thumb fitted into the hole as though it had been tailored in Savile Row. The iron was securely fixed at just the correct angle, while the leather, tough without being too hard, promised it would sooner feature in my will than give up in the meantime. I made the tea, delivered the mugs to various Christians dotted around the ship who had not yet awakened to salute the happy morn, then took my prizes back to the bunk for closer inspection. Among the shiny new needles was an interesting bent one. I'd never seen such a thing before. I slipped on the palm and was trying to imagine what I might use it for when my wife, from what had appeared to be a deep and dreamless sleep, opened one eye for the last word. "I think you'll find that after you've finished using that kit to tidy the dockline ends, the curved needle will be ideal for stitching up the turkey and holding in the stuffing." By what feminine intuition, I asked myself, had she worked it all out so neatly? A Merry Christmas to you all.